Are you stopping for gas? You know, a big chunk of that's going to go to taxes. What if we get rid of the state's gas tax? We might have to, actually, because times, they are changing, as we've been talking. What happens if we get more, even hybrids, which are selling better, obviously, than the electric vehicles? But as we've talked with Mike Whalen before, it's a generational thing. You go one or two generations down the line, and these kids are going to be looking at EVs. And that means less gas tax. Can you charge a tax? I don't know. Do they do that when you charge up your vehicle? Where's that money coming from? Denise Donahue is the CEO of County Roads Association of Michigan and joins us now to talk about this. Hey, Denise, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mike. Good to be here. And there's a lot to talk about with roads and funding.
Boy, always. Oh boy. So, yeah, roads, you know, you fix the potholes, you help the bridges, rebuild stuff and all of that. A big chunk of that comes from gas tax, among other things. What if there is no gas tax? Where would that money come from?
So, so you raised a good point. I mean, of course it is electric vehicles and hybrids, but I think we'll back up the train a little bit. And something that's been happening to us that we don't realize is our vehicles have become more and more and more fuel efficient over the years. Got some data from the U.S. Energy Information Agency that says in 2010, the average miles per gallon of the fleet on the road was 20 miles per gallon. Where we sit today, that's 26 miles per gallon. And it's by 2030, they're estimating it'll be 31 miles per gallon. So people are just plain buying less gas, most of us. You know, some of our older cars and such, but just generally speaking, the cars are more fuel efficient, less gas is being sold. I've got some Michigan-specific data that shows over the last 24 years, we've dropped about 10% in the gallons of gas that are sold in Michigan.
And you know what else I see? You know what else I see as the price of gas goes up? We were just talking about this over the weekend. I said, remember when it was... We lived in Wisconsin, and it was like 370-something. We made the decision to drive less as it got close to $4 a gallon. I said, now, that's like normal. And it's the frog in the water thing.
Definitely.
Yeah, but here's what I'm seeing more of. I think fewer people are driving as the gas prices go up. I see a lot more of these the bicycles. You know, you pedal the bike, and then it can also be electric bike. I see a lot more of those.
Yes, there are certainly, and people working from home. I mean, there's no question we hit an anomaly or a low point in gas sold in 2020, right? The lockdown, everybody staying at home. Some of that work from home has stuck with us. But the fact of the matter is we are at a 24-year low in the gallons of gas sold in Michigan. So less gas is being sold for all types of cars. That's number one issue. Increased fuel efficiency for all of us. Number two is the inflationary impact. Across those same 24 years, the purchasing power is down 45%. So Michigan mirrors the national there. That's a national piece of data. But the purchasing power of the fuel tax is down 45%. And as you just mentioned before this, the headwinds of electric vehicles and hybrids coming on the scene. And right now, that's probably 3 or 4% of the fleet that's on the road in Michigan. But that's growing, and as you say, you know, it's in its infancy.
So, I go back. If we get rid of the gas tax, which we're getting less money from, Are we looking at, what is this mileage usage fee or road usage fee? Is that just a fancy term for a toll booth, like in Chicago?
It sounds like a bureaucratic term, but it is mileage-based user fees, road usage charge, RUC, you know, kind of six to one, half a dozen of another. It is not really like a toll. I mean, it is per mile that we drive, but it would be collected, the mileage we would be collected differently. So first I have to say, if not and both. The fuel tax ultimately would need to go away. Again, it is a 110-year-old source of revenue, and the times are changing. And so that's probably not going to be the future. We have only six states right now, I think, that are not doing some kind of mileage-based user fee pilot. Four states have made it law. So that is the way to restore fairness between the use of the road, your use of the road, my use of the road, and what I'm paying to use that road. So I think it's the way of the future. It restores that link. What's also happening right now that we don't realize is those of us with older cars, less fuel-efficient cars, pickup trucks, with a lot of farmers, loggers, certainly road commission folks driving pickups, and the burden of funding roads is falling more and more on the older cars because the newer vehicles are so fuel efficient. So how it would be collected, Mike, a lot of different ways that people are looking at. It could be a simple odometer reading. You and I could turn in our own odometer reading once a year, twice a year, whatever our legislators would decide. There are telematics in our cars, so maybe an OnStar-like device that would indicate miles, not location, doesn't need to indicate the location of where we're at. That may have an advantage in that when we leave the state, it wouldn't be counting. So you could have that type of system in your car. Could be a smartphone app. It's my understanding some of those are being tested nationwide. Certainly anybody under, 38 years old or so is going to like, those technology approaches. There are devices called OBD2. The staff got me one for, I think, $12 off of Amazon. It plugs into that diagnostic cable below your steering wheel. Again, capable of reporting miles only. And then there is always the option to just plain opt out, kind of, I call it Netflix premium. I get to drive all the miles I want for one flat price. I'm not turning in my mileage. So I think those are some of the options that are out there on the East Coast. Of course, they have safety inspections that are mandated, catalytic, emissions inspections. Some of those states could be looking at having a mechanic do the reporting. We don't have that kind of system set up in Michigan, so I don't know that that is an option. But so those are some of the ways the data would be collected, could go to a third party out there that, maybe is already in our vehicle or is set up. Other states are down the path ahead of us, and they would be the one invoicing us. And,
so all of this sounds to me like more of an argument for me to go Amish and just get a horse, to be honest with you. I don't want, I almost jokingly say it, but I don't want, this is why I drive a van from 2004, one of the many reasons. I don't want someone tapping into my odometer, but every car in the dashboard, this was just said to me the other day, every car in the dashboard, they've got this information this screen, and you tie it into your phone, boom, done. You've given away all your information. That's it. They get in there and all that. The flat fee, I can guarantee you, if it goes to a flat fee, I'm going to find the smallest flat fee I can find, and I'm going to cheat. I'm just going to do it. You don't want me, and if I have to report my own odometer, I'm telling you, I don't even drive anymore. That's what I'm going to tell you.
When you go to sell that car, Michigan does have an odometer, kind of reading law. So at some point it might catch up to you. But I have an example here that we got from the Eastern Transportation Coalition. So it's a 2009 Toyota Camry. It's called A Tale of Two Cars in Maryland. So that older vehicle, 2009, 25 miles to the gallon, is only paying $206. This is Maryland. This is not Michigan. $206 a year in state fuel tax. A 2019 Camry, so it's 10 years newer. One could argue it's a more luxury vehicle than the other one. 52 miles to the gallon is only paying $99 in sales tax, way less than, well, less than half of the other one. So
yeah.
This is where we're losing the equity and the fairness, and we really need to start looking at another system. That is happening in Michigan as well.
Yeah. My system, again, going Amish. Horse and buggy. Hey, Denise, you know what? If I do that, I'm going
to
come pick you up. We'll go for a ride. You'll go, Mike, this is great.
We'll be leisurely, and I'll like it. Yeah.
It'll be fun. In my, what's that song, In My Surrey or whatever from Oklahoma?
Yeah, we bring that back, too.
Oh, my gosh. Denise Donahue. I don't know.
Well,
at first, I thought, okay, let's get rid of this gas tax. It makes sense. We're making, you know, obviously we need more money. We're up on time, too, but... Oh, this is a discussion that has to continue on. Denise, we appreciate your time. CEO, County Roads Association of Michigan. We'll keep in touch with on this thing, okay?
All right. Thanks for the talk. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks, Denise. 1320 WILS.